Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Catherine Smybert. In St. Peter's Basilica tomorrow morning at 10:30, a special mass will be offered up for peace in Lebanon and the entire region, especially in consideration of Pope Benedict XVI's appeal that we all pray for peace tomorrow. This is due to be presided over by Maronite Bishop Kekrala Hab, together with an array of Lebanese priests. Some of the prayers will be read expressly in Lebanese and Arabic, and in conjunction with this high mass, all of the other masses that will be celebrated throughout Sunday in St. Peter's Basilica will contain special invocations to the Lord for goodness and peace to reign in the troubled Middle East. Here in Rome, communities and parishes are setting an example of how we should all be responding to Pope Benedict's call for peace. The Sant'Egidio community, for example, held a special prayer vigil which was presided over by Cardinal Achille Silvestrini, the president of the Italian Bishops' Conference. Sant'Egidio's director for international relations and interreligious dialogue is Claudio Betti. He emphasizes the significance of such occasions.
Prayer is, at the moment, the key of solving this crisis. I think that we often underestimate the power of prayer, and I think that what the Pope has said is a way of restating clearly that prayer is a power that we are not aware of. It's a crucial moment for the world. There is great possibilities of developing this new ethic of peace, which I think it's necessary. I think it's desperately necessary that we shake ourselves and we find new forms of ethics that allow coexistence between people.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.